Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today, I'm joined by former Husker outside linebacker, black shirt, and team captain, Luke Gifford. How you doing, Luke?
I'm good, Adam. Thanks for having me.
I want to thank you for joining me, and you're getting ready for the NFL draft. This is draft week coming up this Thursday. A lot of unknowns. I remember that. You know, you have no idea where you're going to land. Is it smoke screens? Are people really interested? So, but before we get into all that, where have you been training for this draft?
Yeah, I've been training here in Lincoln, actually. I trained with Chris Flatt. He's been doing all the speed work for me, and then I've also been lifting at the stadium. So Coach Ball has been helping us out, so it's been great. I'm really glad it went the way it did.
Have you been training with any of the former Huskers there then that are staying in Lincoln?
Yeah, you know, Gerald Foster and Tanner Farmer are the two that I worked out through the whole process with, and then I've also worked out with Devine and Stanley quite a bit over the last few weeks since Pro Day, so it's been fun having those guys around and being able to spend some time with them and you know, get after it.
Now, for the folks who don't know, what was your best 40-yard dash time, vertical jump, bench press reps, all that good stuff? I'm sure people are interested.
Yeah, so my best 40 was in the high 4.5s, around 4.58, I believe. And then my bench was 23 reps, vertical was 35, and then my broad jump was 10.1. I'm not for sure what it was in the shuttles, but I know they're pretty decent times. So overall, it went really well. I was happy with it.
Yeah, those sounds like pretty good times. Are you pretty happy with those?
Yeah, I was super happy. You know, that was about where I was at coming into Pro Day, you know, the numbers that I've been hitting. So I was happy that I could go out there and perform and do what I thought I would.
Now, what teams, and it's interesting because I'll never forget, like, the Broncos, for example. When Shanahan was there, my agent, they'd never talked to me once. My agent means, ooh, he said, ooh, that means they're extremely interested. And these other teams talked to me a ton. He's like, ignore that. It's all smoke screens and whatnot. But can you tell, can you kind of gauge which teams have the most interest in you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's one of the first things that my agent told me as well, you know. So these teams that have been calling me and hitting me up every day are probably the teams that won't draft me, you know. It's just kind of weird how it works. You know, there's a few teams. I went on visits to New Orleans and Minnesota and then Detroit came here and visited me. And those three teams, you know, other than those visits, I really haven't talked to them at all. So it's kind of hard to say what that means or what's going to happen. But like you said, you know, a lot of times that's the way it ends up going, is the teams you don't really talk to much are the teams that might have the most interest in you. So it's really hard to decipher things and try and figure out what's going to happen. So I just try not to, you know, and just let it all work out.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I'll never forget when I visited the Rams, one of their scouts came up to me. He's like, you might as well start looking at real estate. And I called my agent. He goes, well, they're not interested. And then obviously they ended up being interested. But it's one of those things where you never know. Now, let's take team interest aside, because every player just wants an opportunity to play in the NFL. But let's say if you could pick your top three teams or destinations, where would you want to go the most?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, my family is they're huge Packer fans. And then, you know, I also have some family that's from New Orleans, so it'd be cool to play in New Orleans. And then I've always kind of been a Kansas City fan growing up. So those are kind of three teams that, you know, I have some interest in just within my family and growing up watching. So, like you said, I'd love to go anywhere. It doesn't matter whoever takes me and wants me, and that's great. But, those three teams are teams that I've always kind of followed growing up.
Now, what surprised you the most about this process? Now, draft day hasn't happened. There's still more to go through. But up to this point, what surprised you the most about this process?
Yeah, you know, you always hear people talk about how thorough the whole process is and how much they know about you. But until you actually go through it and, you know, talk to every team and to the scouts and GMs and all that stuff, you don't really understand. You know, they're so in-depth with everything they do and you know, I mean, it's a job and a lot of money in this industry, so they have to be. But it is surprising once you actually go through the process.
What advice would you give to next year's potential draftees?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just head into it with a clear mind and knowing that you can only control what you can control. So, you know, control your pro day, work as hard as you can getting up to it, and then after that, You know, obviously you got to sell yourself and you got to be a salesman. It's different from college, because, you know, in college they're recruiting you and they still have to like you, but it's a little bit different. You know, they're offering your scholarships and then you get to choose at the end, you know, in the NFL, they choose you. So you still have to sell yourself throughout the whole process, but at the end of the day, you can't read too much into one thing, or like you said, you know, the teams that could be talking to you the most are the teams that maybe aren't as interested. So it's really tough, but I'd say the one biggest thing is to just control what you can control, and then whatever happens is the way it's supposed to be.
Like you said, it's literally the exact opposite. Like, you wake up, you wait through the draft process, the free agent process. I mean, you could go to Seattle, to Miami, to New York, to San Francisco. Right. You have no idea and really no control either. So, yeah. It's a completely different process than when you're being recruited out of high school. Now, is it all right if we talk a little bit of Husker football as well? I assume that's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your fondest memory as a Husker now that your career at Nebraska is complete?
Yeah, you know, I've had some time to think about this here in the last couple months, and I think, obviously, Coach Frost coming back was huge for me and the rest of the team. It was something I'll always remember playing for him, but I think senior day, you know, playing Michigan State in the snow, and it's a defensive game, and, you know, it's physical, the crowd going wild, and that was something I had always dreamed of as a kid. You know, I was at games like that when I was little, and then to be able to finish my career off in Memorial Stadium in a game like that, it was pretty awesome.
That was a pretty fun game to watch, honestly. Now, what was your welcome to Nebraska moment? You're a young pup, you're a freshman. What was your welcome to Nebraska football moment that you had?
Yeah, I think it was the first practice with Coach Bellini. We weren't even in pads, but we were doing a special team drill. And it was basically, it was a punt drill, and the guy on offense had to step to their block and then try and get off the block and go about 20 yards downfield and get to the cone. And so I was going against Tariq Allen, and Tariq was an older guy at the time, big, strong dude, and I was skinny, still developing. And I remember I couldn't get off the line to save my life. He just absolutely mauled me. And, you know, after practice, I was pretty upset about it, and I was down about it. I called my dad. I was like, Dad, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I just got destroyed by a receiver. You know, I couldn't get off the line. Like, it's going to be a long 4 years, you know. And at the time, I didn't understand that I still had a long ways to go myself. And obviously, it ended up being all right. But that was definitely my welcome to college. And this is big boy football now.
You talked about Scott Frost coming in and coaching your senior year. Now, what was the biggest difference between Coach Riley being there and when Scott Frost came in?
Yeah, I think Coach Frost just has a hand in more of it. You know, I think, you know, obviously Coach Frost lets his guys coach, and that's one of the great things about him. But, like, he's always around. You know, we see him on the defensive side. We see him on the offensive side. He's always a part of it. You know, he's interacting with the defense just as much as he does with the offense. And not that Coach Riley wasn't a real genuine guy, because he is, but that's one of the things that I love most about Coach Frost, is that he's extremely upfront. He tells it like it is, and then he can relate to everybody. You know, he's been in every situation that we could possibly be in. So I think that was one of the biggest things that I appreciated about Coach Frost.
So I want to take you back a little bit. You know, Coach Riley gets let go, the big hoopla around Frost. He gets hired, he comes in. I've always been curious, what was that first team meeting like with Scott Frost as the head coach?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, to be honest with you. A lot of guys expected it to be Coach Frost, so we kind of had an idea of what was coming, but, you know, to actually be sitting in there and have it happen was pretty crazy. You know, I remember when Coach Bellini got fired, and a lot of people thought that maybe it would be him then at that point. And it didn't really, you know, when we hired Coach Riley, I never would have thought that I would end up playing for Coach Frost too. So for me, it was a pretty cool experience. And obviously I knew a lot about him growing up here. So I just had a ton of respect for him. And you can tell that everybody in the room, you know, as soon as he walked in, it was like, he just has a presence about him that makes you want to sit up in your chair and listen. And it was pretty cool. It was a cool experience.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy if you think about it. You played for three different head coaches and four defensive coordinators, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's crazy. All right. I want to talk about last year. The first six games of the season was obviously drastically different with what happened on the field than the last six games of last year. What was the difference from the first six games to the last six games of a year ago?
I think we finally kind of just started to shift the culture. You know, there was some stuff going on early in the year that we were kind of let slide, and especially as captains, you know. The overall level of accountability changed, I think, after the Purdue game. And that was the biggest thing, no doubt. You know, the way we practiced, the way we handled our stuff off the field as a team completely changed. And once we did that, we started seeing results immediately. You know, I think about that Northwestern game. And even though we lost that game, I knew right away after that game that the rest of the season was going to be different. And it definitely was. You know, we won some good games, could have won a couple more, and we definitely got the shift turned in the right direction. So, it was just overall accountability. That's what it comes down to, and I'm glad we made that change.
All right, so what advice would you give to this year's Husker senior class going into their final year, year two under Scott Frost?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is just take control of it. You know, this is their team now. I think we finally, as a team, kind of understood how to control the team instead of let the coaches make all the decisions and have to do all the disciplining and all that stuff. You know, the best teams are ran by the players themselves. And there's a lot of guys there right now that I think will do a great job of that this year. And I think, you know, with where we left off last year, it'll continue to get better, and those guys will kind of take control of the whole thing and get it rolling in the right direction. And then on top of Coach Frost and the rest of the staff, I think they can have a really successful year.
Who was the most unique Husker teammate you ever had during your time at Nebraska?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, one of my favorite guys that I played with has been Mo Berry. You know, I was in the same room as him growing up when he first got here, and to see him change and become the player that he is now and the leader, it's been pretty cool. You know, I'm good buddies with Mo, so I love the dude to death, and I hope he has a great senior year.
You got any interesting stories about Mo, or maybe how he changed, or something unique that he did?
Yeah, you know, I remember his freshman year, Coach Bray was always on him about running to the ball. And now you think about it, that dude's all over the field. You know, he never stops. But it's one of those things where when you're younger, everyone kind of goes through it. You don't really understand the sense of urgency that you have to have, like college football. It's just different than high school. And I remember Coach Bray used to get on him, and it was his redshirt freshman year. You could tell it started to click, and that dude was running sideline to sideline like a crazy animal. And that was when I knew he was going to be a great player. You know, when he was really young, and he started to put it all together, and now he's the guy that he is. So it's been pretty cool to watch.
Now, the draft process itself takes a few days. Afterwards takes a few days. You know, where will you be watching this all unfold, and what will you be doing during that time?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be at Sandy Point Lake out in Ashland. My family has a cabin there, so we're going to be out there with some family and friends. And I think Gerald Foster and his family is going to be there as well. So, you know, we're just going to be hanging out, letting it all play out, trying to keep our minds off a little bit, you know, but paying attention and just see what happens. You know, it'll be a fun experience either way, whether we're drafted or we're not. So it'll just be a blessing, and either way, it'll be a fun experience.
All right, Luke, I want to thank you for joining the show, and I want to wish you all the best of luck as well.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate you having me.
All right, man, thanks for joining me. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.